Allen's superintendent, Lance Hint, was just days into his new job when the district shut down Eagle Stadium. His goals from the beginning: fix the facility in time for Friday's graduation and make sure taxpayers don't have to pay for it. On Tuesday, he delivered good news.
Today, I can say that all of these goals have been met. Repairs have been completed and permits have been issued so that we can hold our graduation here Friday night.
PBK Architects and Pogue Construction built the stadium, and they made the repairs. Crews reinforced the scoreboard and press box with steel to withstand high winds. Metal beams now support concession stands, and steel braces were added at the entry ramps. PBK said in a statement that it wanted to complete the repairs in a timely manner and at no cost to Allen ISD. The district has received $2.5 million to cover lost revenue, but Board President Louise Master said there was a cost: time.
The hardest part of our decision to close the stadium in February of 2014 was knowing how it would impact our students. We still cannot minimize how many students were unable to practice and perform here this year.
Voters approved the facility as part of a 2009 bond package. Eagle Stadium opened in 2012 with a splash. It's huge. It seats 18,000 people and includes a 38-foot-wide, high-definition video screen. Superintendent Hint says he feels pretty good about the repairs.
With 57 tornadoes here in Dallas this last couple of months, I'll tell you, me personally, if one hits Allen, I'm coming to the stadium.
Luckily for Allen's high school seniors, Friday's graduation forecast calls for clear skies. Stella Chavez, KERA News.